another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Hiya.
How are you?
How you doing?
Hooch.
Hooch.
We were just having a conversation before we started.
Well, we'll talk about why, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because there's some Disney dropped some release dates for some stuff coming up.
Yeah.
And you brought it to my attention that there's going to be a Turner and Hooch show.
Apparently there is.
The movie from 1989?
Probably. I was a kid.
Yeah, I was definitely a kid when I saw that.
And I watched it.
Yeah?
A lot.
Yeah, it was like it was a you know, family kind of movie.
Yeah.
But like about a police dog.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest.
He slobbered a lot.
Yeah, I always remember there was, I think it was I want to say it was Mad Magazine that was like Hooch's body double Ernest Borgnine or something.
Okay.
Like, so that's why I wanted
It
actually led me to believe just now
that Ernest Borgnine
was in Turner and Hooch, which
he's not. No.
I don't think he is.
No.
Remember those videos?
Was Ernest Borgnine dead in the 80s?
No.
Are you sure?
Ernest Borgnine died like recently. Remember he was masturbating when he was 90?
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
Ernest Borgnine.
Didn't he go on a show? Yeah. Yes, I do. He went on a show and he says he jacks it every day. That's why he's alive.
Because somebody goes like, how do you stay alive? So he just goes, I masturbate a lot.
You know what? God bless you,
Ernest Borgnine.
Because you know what? That's the fucking right answer.
I
stay alive by fucking yanking it.
Yanking. No, I remember, what's his face? Former guest on the show, Jensen Karp, put out a tweet after that. And it says, he tweeted at Brazzers, like, somebody please deactivate Ernest Borgnine's account. Do you remember those videos, though, where it was just him going to, like, him on a bus?
Yes, where they were... It was going to be a documentary, and like they could never sell it.
It was supposed to be a reality, yeah. Well,
or a reality show or something, because it was Ernest Borgnine in like a fucking camper.
It was in a camper called the Sun Bum.
I do remember this now. And he was just going around, and there was also like him talking about jacking it in there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I remember him being like, "I gotta masturbate" or something in like one of the episodes. But he would just like stop at these like random places.
I just remember him trying to find a Dairy Queen and being
He was asking all of the people in the town where the Dairy Queen was.
Yeah, and then he found one.
Yes, he did.
And he was talking about how the kids in the town were good, but he was probably wrong.
100%.
But yeah, those are
nothing is good.
So
Ernest Borgnine lived in a time when things could be good.
Yeah, it's
true. We live in a time when nothing is good.
Yeah, no, he probably think it was fine.
Yeah,
I have a feeling, but yeah. You know,
no, he wouldn't know the difference.
What WWEBD? What would Ernest Borgnine do?
Apparently, jacket.
Apparently, masturbate forever.
Apparently, masturbate furiously. As everyone should. I support that. That is my platform. If I run for political office, everyone should be jacking.
Can I get like one of those like whimsical shirts? Just a picture of Ernest Borgnine, kind of like a comical or whatever. I don't know, just like a. Like one of those Shepherd Fairy kind of looking shirts, and just underneath it says "Masturbate Forever."
Sure.
If we had enough of an audience to sell shirts to,
yes, Ernest Borgnine "Masturbate Forever" shirt would just fly off the shelves.
People just out there walking around. He's like, "Hey, you know that guy? you know that guy's a fan." Right into us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
What was the dollop thing? Remember, somebody actually did it to you. Do you remember? So it was the very, very first LA Comic Con. Remember, it was like half of, like, not even the fourth of a size that it was. And it was like in that tiny place. You wore a dollop shirt.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Because.
No, well, in the room.
That's right. The walk in the room shirt. And somebody saw you and like. Because there was a whole thing you were supposed to look at them and, like, do something with your head and say something. Do you remember this?
Oh, shit.
To tell other Walking the Room fans that you were a fan of the podcast. Oh, I can't remember what it was, but you were like, that guy just did it to me as we were, like, walking down.
No. This wasn't at the convention. It was. It was at a different. It was at the LA Comic Con.
Yeah, that's what I just said. It was at LA Comic Con.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said LA Podfest.
No. LA Comic Con, the very, very first one that was crowded as shit and before they expanded it to the whole convention center.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I remember where I was over by where the falafel stand was.
Yeah, and because I remember that was my very first comic book convention. I was like, there's too many fucking people here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was because they packed so many people into small space. But I remember that guy did the thing, and I don't remember what the thing was now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually disappointed that I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember that. What a random memory.
Yeah, shit. Not this guy. Yeah, that's going to bother me that I don't remember.
You'll
that.
Remember it eventually.
Because how would I not forget? How would I forget a moment like that?
You know, did the thing.
It's a podcast thing.
Yeah, it was a podcast thing. I do remember this. Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, Ernest Borgnine forever, Masturbate forever. So here's the shows that Disney announced today, the day we are taping this, which is the
Wednesday,
the, date.
Yes.
Time no longer matters.
You're literally looking at your phone that has the date
on it. I don't have it here.
Just press the home button.
But then it would go away.
Yeah, then you just bring
it
back up.
Then I have to scroll. It's the 24th.
Okay.
You're making my life more difficult. I did not want to do this. I guess you're getting me back.
Actually, it's right up there. I'm looking at it right there.
You're yelling at me, and it's right in front of your fucking face. You're getting back at me because I ruined your algorithm on YouTube.
Oh, that's true. Right. You made me watch a
You series. Told me. Let me explain. You always say, because I always watch my YouTube videos on my own account, on my computer, or on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sean always comes out and he's like, why are you sitting on the couch watching your laptop when you could watch this giant fucking TV we have? And I go, and he goes, you know, you can watch your YouTube videos on here, right?
Yeah.
And he says this to me all the time.
Yeah.
So finally, I take him up on his offer and I say, well, then I'm going to make you watch two Pedro Pascal interviews that I find hilariously funny because he's very charming. One of which he looks like a homeless person.
Yeah.
So I made him watch them. Two videos. That is it. And the next day, Sean logs into YouTube and he's being suggested more Pedro Pascal interviews. And what does he say to me? You ruined my algorithm. And I'm like, but you said I could watch them.
It's like when you go on Spotify and you look at your Discover Weekly and you put in, if you listen to like one like rap song, if you're also always listening to like metal, and it just kind of like changes everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, told me I could watch.
Don't worry about
the thing
I was
on
being
the TV, and now you're yelling at me because I ruined the algorithm. And I say, "Fuck it, I will wreck that fucking algorithm."
Yeah, you did.
I'll wreck it more. I only watched two videos. I can make this worse.
You watch whatever you want. That's why I don't care.
I just like threatening your algorithm.
You don't want. You don't. You know. We have this giant TV.
I know.
And you never want. You're watching your YouTube. You can watch it. Like I'm just. I don't care.
I'm going to ruin your fucking algorithm.
Or Netflix. You can watch.
Fucking ruin it.
Do it.
Ruin it.
Anyways, so.
Nothing but Pedro Pascal and Drag Race from here forward.
I actually do enjoy some of your Trixie Mattel videos.
She's fun, yeah.
She's fun to watch.
Yeah, she's fun. Especially when she has a lot of toys, because I know you like the toy videos.
Yeah, I like her doll videos.
Yeah.
She does a good job.
Yeah. Anyway, so. Now, what they announced today on the 24th. So Falcon and Winter Soldier obviously is March 19th. Mighty Ducks Game Changers, March 26th, which I thought this was going to be a movie, was not aware this was a show.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not watching it.
I might check it out. I remember loving. I mean, my sister watched
it
all the time.
You came from a hockey household.
I did, yeah. Because my sister played hockey. She played for a long fucking time.
Yeah, your sister should probably watch it.
Oh, she probably will. She's got Disney Plus. Remember, we got it for her.
Yeah.
For Christmas. April 16th. Big Shot. I don't know what the fuck that is. May the 4th, Star Wars The Bad Batch, which apparently is animated.
I mean, it's stupid.
It might not be stupid. It might be cool.
No, I'm certain it's fine. It just don't care much for
I don't know.
Cartoons.
I don't know anything about The Bad Batch, so I can't tell you.
I think it's about clones.
Sure. May 14th, High School Musical, The Musical, The Series, which how anyone got away with naming that. Season 2. June 11th is going to be Loki. June 11th is also going to be Zenimation.
Wait, season 2 of High School the Musical?
Yeah. High School Musical, the series. Apparently, there's this song called Driver's License that is, like, about the backstage drama It's like big right now and like everybody's in love with it. And I can't remember who sings it, but it's this girl.
Is this on the show?
No, this is about like the actors and actresses behind the show about how one of them liked one of the guys and then they broke up and then he started dating somebody else.
Not like Zac Efron.
No. Whoever's on the show now, I can't remember this girl's name. They just spoofed it on SNL the other night. It's called Driver's License. I can't remember who sings it.
But the song is on the TV show?
No, the song was written by one of the actresses on the TV show in real life. No kayfabe.
Okay.
In real life, IRL, about the emotional drama going on between the actors and actresses in the show.
Uh-huh.
IRL. So right. I apparently, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I guess that's a thing I'm supposed to be aware of now. Can't really tell you anything
more
than that.
It's not for us.
This is what I have gleaned from Twitter and some TikTok videos that are posted to Twitter because I don't know how to use TikTok because I'm old. The Mysterious Benedict Society. I don't fucking know what that is.
Is it just Benedict Cumberbatches?
It's just a bunch of Benedict Cumberbatches just like hanging out.
Or just people that really, there's just a bunch of spooky people that really like Eggs Benedict.
Yes, yes. Yes, that's all it is. They're just trying to make the perfect Eggs Benedict. It's a cooking show.
There's like, ooh. Yeah. Sounds, did you hear about this cooking show that's it's on the Food Network where it's...
is it the fast food show with the celebrities?
Yeah, the fast foodies.
I saw like a preview for it.
Can we watch that on Hulu?
I don't know. Maybe. We can check.
I like these open-ended questions. Like I'm asking somebody, you know.
I know. I saw Andy Richter was on there and I saw there was a bunch of other people.
Well, there was apparently
Joel McHale was on there.
Yeah, apparently some rapper was on there and says, make me a Domino's pizza. And then they
How that works?
Yeah, that's the thing. You bring in like something where it's like you really like, if you say, if I really like Domino's pizza, and this apparently like this guy did, and the chefs have to recreate the Domino's pizza and then do whatever like a special thing. So you can be like,
make me McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, McDonald's French fries, and they'll try to make McDonald's French fries, and they'll make some sort of weird like pommes frites McDonald's thing.
No, but I want it to taste like McDonald's French fries.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Like, I could tell them, like, make me a crunch wheel.
Yeah, you do love a crunch wheel. You know, I have a recipe for that somewhere? Like a crunch wheel?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure I'm sure it's not that hard.
I don't
to
want
make.
You to get it from Taco Bell because that gave you cancer.
Yes, it did.
July 2nd, Monsters at Work, apparently a Monsters, Inc. spinoff. July 16th, Turner and Hooch, the TV show. And this is where Sean traumatized me by reminding me that Hooch dies in that movie. And I totally had forgotten about that.
Yeah, because you got...
Because I got it confused with Canine,
which
I also saw.
You conflated two police dog movies that came out roughly in the same... Roughly 6 months apart. It's kind of like the Deep Impact Armageddon of its time.
Yes, yes, yes.
But
correct.
Like, yeah, Hooch... Because at the end, there's like... Tom Hanks marries... I think it's... Mayor Winningham,
sure,
because she's the vet.
And there's a bunch of puppies.
There's a bunch of puppies.
I remember the puppies now.
But one of the puppies is a Hooch.
I remember this
now. It's a baby Hooch, and he's getting in trouble, and he's kind of like the Luna of the bunch.
I remember that now because I was like, oh, Hooch gets hurt, but he's fine.
We don't
And then you reminded me, and I'm like, oh no, Hooch does die at the end of that.
Yeah, because he has a talk with Hooch. I feel like there's both of there's the same scene in those movies there's another
the
scene in Canine where like the dog talks to not the dog.
Who's the bird? Is Jim Belushi?
Jim Belushi in Canine.
It is. Okay,
yeah,
I
where Jim Belushi talks to the canine and like, you know, he thinks that he's gonna be dead, but you know, but then it's really not. But then that's Canine. Canine also has the thing where he like tells the canine to go have sex with that poodle in the limo.
I remember that.
It's the more problematic of the two. that's why you know they're not making Canine in the series, although they did make K-9-11.
What, they did?
Yeah, or K-9-1-1.
Oh, I was gonna say, was it K-9-11? Wasn't a dog like running down a jet fucking aisle trying to bite a terrorist?
It was the planes, but they had dog heads on them.
No, I was just thinking that there was a heroic dog on the plane that was biting terrorists.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah. And then 9/11 never happened.
United, or whatever.
It's K-9-11.
I'm trying to think of like a good dog pun. Jesus
Christ. You're trying to think of your log line?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something to do with the word bark in it. Trying to, like, United... ARF 94 or whatever. You just, you know.
Now, instead of now boarding, it's now barking.
Actually, that just sounds.
Oh, that's stupid.
That just sounds like a dumb dog on a plane movie. No tragedy.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No, there's not, actually.
You could totally get a dumb dog on a plane movie. He, like, gets, like, loose. Okay, this is how this movie works. Okay. Somebody brings their dog, and they're going to go somewhere. But the dog gets loose out of the carrier, and he runs, and he gets, unnoticed, gets on another plane. And so now he's on the plane, and now he's causing all sorts of dog havoc. And uh-oh, somebody's trying to hijack this plane, and now he's a hero.
Okay. See, for a brief second, I thought the dog was somehow going to become the pilot.
The dog can't become the pilot?
I'm just imagining a dog, like a German Shepherd with like a pilot hat on.
Oh, that's what the poster is. It's a German Shepherd with a pilot
because
hat.
Because the pilot fell over in the cabin and
Yeah. What happened is the terrorist punched the pilot, and the dog had to go and pull the stick back with his mouth and then bite the pilot in the crotch, because we always like a dog biting a bad guy in a crotch.
Oh, you know it.
That's how these movies work. And then the dog wins and he gets his little wings at the end. And then he gets adopted by the pilot. So at the very end, it's like him. Or maybe it's a stray dog who gets loose. It's like the pilot, and then the co-pilot seat is the dog with a little jacket and a hat.
Well, you know, you're talking about trying to write movies and trying to write things. Yeah, why don't you write this thing?
Because this thing is fucking dumb as shit. But it would get made.
You could sell it to Disney Plus.
100% I could.
You could totally. Actually, Netflix would buy that shit from you in a second. It's like, can we wipe our ass with this script and give you money?
How much money do you think they've given that for that absolutely horrific idea?
Probably a lot. Probably a good amount, because they got that secret money coming in from whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What sort of nefarious group?
We don't know, and we don't want to know.
Again, nothing can be good.
Nope.
Do you think they would ever make another hijacky terrorist movie after 9/11? What happened with 9/11?
I mean, haven't they?
But it's usually about 9/11.
No, I feel like there's been movies. Like, actually, I don't know. That's a good question.
I honestly don't know. I don't know if you could do it.
I feel like they have done it, though. That has been about 9/11. I feel like there's been, like, plane movies. I keep thinking about that one movie, Red Eye. But that's not really like a hijack movie.
No, doesn't have Cillian Murphy in it.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy's in it. And I think, I want to say Rachel McAdams.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I remember I saw that movie.
But wasn't that more like a thriller?
It's a thriller.
Yeah, it's not really a hijack. Because he's the bad guy in that
movie. He's the bad guy. He's not hijacking anybody, but he's threatening. He's sitting next to...
But he's being like creepy.
Well, he's just telling... He's trying to kill Brian Cox, who's at home.
That's right.
And he's, you know, she's... And there's this part where he keeps like... They keep like talking on the. He keeps making her Rachel McAdams call her dad. Mm-hmm. And he keeps like using her credit card to make phone calls on the plane. Yeah. It was.
I vaguely remember this. I saw this movie in theaters, and I still vaguely remember it.
I didn't see it in theaters. I think I saw it at the gym.
Yeah. And the last one, Chippendale Park Life.
Okay, Chippendale. Yeah. Chippendale, excellent Nintendo game.
Yeah.
The first one. I can't really say much for the second one. Mm. I haven't really played through that one yet.
Mm, yes.
But those are all very hip things.
Yeah, sure.
To get excited about.
I mean, I'm excited to watch. I don't really know if I'm super excited for Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Because I saw the trailer, you know, obviously. And I'll give it a shot for sure. But to me, it feels like WandaVision is such, like, to me, an evolution of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking weird, and it's so kind of, it's a lot different. It plays with genre. It plays with, you know, all sorts of different things. And I feel like Falcon Winter Soldier to me is a return to the MCU as we knew it before. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like.
But again, that's just based on a preview. I could be totally wrong.
I mean, I'll probably watch it, but it's like I kind of just want to get to some of the weirder stuff.
That's where I am too. That's why I'm kind of digging. I actually was like, I liked WandaVision,
mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, I like this. This is fine. And then when I really started digging, it was when we got to the Halloween episode,
right?
And now I'm like, okay, this is what I came here for.
Yeah.
And I want it to keep getting weird. But I don't see Falcon Winter Soldier getting weird.
No, I feel like it being very espionage-y.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty standard. Not that it's going to be bad. It's just going to be pretty standard.
Yeah, I feel like Loki might actually be...
Loki might get fucking weird.
Loki might get weird.
Which is good because he can, you know, do all that weird shit. So Loki might get weird.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that stuff. I think we're going to take a break right now.
Sure.
We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Hey there. I'm sure you know about the Capes and Lunatics podcast, but have you heard about the Capes and Lunatics Sidekicks podcast? It's a fun home for classic and new reviews of just about everything. We have the Ultimate Spider-Cast, where we cover everything Spider-Man. The Quantum Zone, where we talk the classic Marvel character Quasar and do deep dives on the cosmic side of Marvel. We also have Comic Capers, where we cover everything old and new in comics. It could be anything, any company, any decade. And we also have our Media Mondays, where we cover some kind of TV show, be it a Arrowverse current hit or our summer specials, where we do reviews of classic episodes of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer spinoff Angel. So, if you're a fan of pop culture and media, you should really check it out. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Jack Kirby's Secret City Saga, number 2, from the year 1990, June 1993. June 1993. I literally... You can even see it sitting right there. I took the shrink wrap off this comic today.
Oh, you did?
Because that's how it came.
Oh, shit.
And it came with those cards, those trading cards.
Hmm.
And this, I believe this might actually came with the quarantine comics. Because it's one of these books that, like, I'm pretty certain that in 1993,
yeah,
there were a ton of these books laying around. It's a Topps comic, 2 of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Kirby does not draw or write any of this stuff.
Right.
He just kind of throws his name on there.
Uh-huh.
And it's all Roy Thomas and Steve Ditko. Although, yeah, I'm trying to think who does the cover here. It's not Jack Kirby. This is of its time.
Mm, yes.
Because on the cover here, we have the Captain Glory, who's the leader of the Ninth Men.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And his crew, the Ninth Men, are surrounding President Bill Clinton.
That's right. He's on this cover.
Oh, man. And they are being besieged by a bunch of armored fellows of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
It says up top, President Clinton kidnapped. Only Captain Glory and the Ninth Men can save him.
Mm.
And tells us about the trading cards here, which were apparently penciled by Jack Kirby. You can actually tell. Uh-huh. Look at the art.
They're really pushing trading cards for this book.
Yeah, they love these trading cards.
I mean,
it's
a Topps book. So.
True. And for what it's worth, 93, 94, I mean, you know, like comic book trading cards, you know, stuff like that. Like those things were still kind of like a property,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, the card market apparently is on its way back.
Okay.
People are really hopping into cards these days because
Susie's husband collects them. Vince.
He does?
Yeah. Don't you follow him on Instagram?
No.
Oh, you should follow Vince on Instagram. He's there are a lot of sports cards, like basketball and baseball and stuff.
Well, yeah, he's ahead of
the game.
I don't know how
old they are.
I'm certain they're probably stuff.
But he's
that
got them in like
cases.
Yeah,
that means they're probably important.
Some of them are. I don't know anything about them. I just see he like puts them in different places. So like Susie will like decorate something, and then he'll just like stick it. So it's like a basketball card like amongst Valentine's Day decorations.
See, this is why. The pandemic's a bad thing.
Because people get bored.
Well, no, this is actually, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that I can't get together with Vince.
To talk, well, when you
to
go.
To talk about collecting sports cards.
When the pandemic is over, I thought I told you this before.
I am actually not very much aware of this. I remember, huh. I mean, I could talk about, like, you know, talk about how I used to collect baseball cards back in 92.
Yeah, here you go.
All right. Well, I'll have to.
Yeah, see, check that out. Scroll.
All right.
Yeah, you got to go follow him because there's
all sorts follow of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, all sorts of cards. Anyway, continue. Sorry. Side note about people we know.
People we know. So yeah, but the card market is like honestly because people are like buying. People are getting into like rookie cards for wrestlers.
Okay.
Because there's so many, there's, you know, WWF would put out, you know, cards for their, you know, for wrestlers. And it's like, sometimes it's like, hey, here's a Rock rookie card. And apparently it's, you know, they're going for like, you know, thousands of dollars these days. Because people are, you know, people are bored as fuck.
Is anyone trying to buy the Shockmaster rookie card?
I don't think he got one. I don't think WCW was doing cards at the time.
Ah, I see.
But if he ever did, if there ever is a Shockmaster card, I'll be sure to get it for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I'll be sure.
Like,
to
I really need a Shockmaster card.
Yeah, no, you seem to enjoy the Shockmaster.
I do. You know why I enjoy the Shockmaster? Because it's so dumb. First off, it is just a fat guy in a leather vest wearing a bejeweled or beglittered fucking stormtrooper helmet that he like probably bought at Party City.
Yeah.
And they think it's going to be this big thing. Even though it is objectively stupid. And then he tries to come out and be scary and he just eats shit.
Yep.
And no one ever sees him again. And I feel like that's my life. So I like relate to the Shockmaster.
Getting excited for stupid things and then watching them fail horribly.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my life. It was just like, Jen's going to be a bit. Oh, wait, no. Fail horribly.
I'm gonna trip over this plank of wood that somebody put there.
That's what happens when you're like one of them kids who like gets good grades and everybody says that you're smart. And then you get to be an adult. And you're just an idiot.
Oh yeah, remember that back in the day when kids would be like, "Man, you're really good at school. You're gonna do really well.
You're gonna have a great career." And then you're like, "Oh no, I'm just a fucking moron. Life is just I'm spinning my wheels and crashing into things constantly."
Let's be honest. This book
is really long.
Yeah, it's
also. There's questionable. Everybody in this book, the drawing, everyone in there has like gigantic, terrified eyes. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, Steve Ditko, so it's.
But I mean, like, everybody's like with like huge fucking eyeballs. Like those people who can like shove their own eyes out of their face.
Yeah.
They're like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Steve Buscemi. Oh, no, that's just how he looks.
That's just how he looks. No, this is. Steve Buscemi is more like a droopy eye.
Oh, okay.
This is more like a holy shit, I'm terrified eye.
So anyways, getting to this book, first thing we are greeted with is a ad. Win a President Clinton hollow foil trading card. You could be one of the lucky 500 lucky winners.
Who would want President Clinton trade? Who would want a President anyone trade?
Maybe your buddy Vince. Our buddy Vince.
Maybe Vince would.
Maybe I should send this to him. See, that's the thing. I can't get together to if we had an opportunity in the pandemic, I'd be able to give this to him.
I'm sorry, babe. The pandemic is ruining many things.
Even especially this. Especially my opportunities.
Now Sean's mad. Our trip to Italy.
I've had enough.
No, didn't care. Not being able to talk about trading cards with our friend. Now Sean's angry.
But. This is no longer valid, of course, but you could have had a hollow foil trading card. If you're listening to the show and you have a hollow foil Bill Clinton trading card, let us know.
Oh, they didn't give out any of those. Nobody wanted them.
No, somebody had to have gotten
them. No one got them. They don't exist.
I like how you're so definitive.
I refuse to believe that any fucking child picking up this book said, yes, Bill Clinton trading card, please.
Hey, just Bill Clinton's like, hey, kid, you want to buy this trading card?
He rolled it up and used a joint paper. It was a really shitty joint because it's all stiff and crappy.
I use this card when I go to McDonald's. They give me free burgers.
Maybe use it to, like, cut cocaine.
Remember how it was, like, something where it was, like, Bill Clinton used to run to McDonald's?
He used to jog to McDonald's. I remember that. Yeah. Everybody made fun of it, but you know what? That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it gives you something to jog for, especially if you're fat.
Yeah, and you're going to the place to get fat.
Just, you're like, if I'm going to exercise, I'm going to reward myself with this. I don't know what you would buy there.
Probably a Meg McMuffin.
Sure. Yeah. But you know what? Yeah, if you're going to burn those calories, you put them right back on.
That's right.
That's how it works.
No progress. No zero, progress.
Zero sum game.
So the story basically about the Secret City Saga is that ages ago,
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Because this is what it is. It's like the cover of this thing is just like, oh my God, Bill Clinton is kidnapped. And you're like, wow, how did that happen? And you open it, and the first thing, it's like 15,000 years ago. And you're like, what? Why are we starting a comic book about Bill Clinton getting kidnapped 15,000 years ago?
I know, we gotta get right to the kidnapping.
Nope.
I wanna see him playing a saxophone, somebody nabbing him.
Nope.
So... So basically the story about the secret city is that there
was a tree city,
it was a tree city uh-huh. that fell in, that was destroyed by like a cataclysmic event.
Yeah.
And there were
the earth trying to kill us, and we have to respect it for that.
Right. Yeah. So the people of the civilization of Gazra.
Yeah.
Better than Gazra. They
yes.
Were sunk to everybody died.
So basically what it was like everybody's up in the, they live in these huge trees.
Like Ewoks.
And then the ground like basically opens up beneath them and everybody just falls.
Yeah.
But this one dude.
Well, I'm trying to explain the whole scenario. I'm trying to explain the scene because we're going to get to this one dude.
Well, I was talking about that one guy living.
Yeah, but we're trying to explain that. So this cataclysmic event happens. Everybody dies except for a bunch of scientists and a bunch of like warriors who are like placed into some sort of
pods
that.
So is this like Krypton? So it's kind of like, except this would have been Krypton had everybody believed Jor-El, where they were like,
yeah, it's like an inverted Krypton.
Yeah, they're like, oh, everybody really is gonna die. Let's just save the rich and powerful people, and all the plebs can die.
Yeah,
it's kind of how it goes.
Yeah,
and how it will go when climate change comes.
Right. Yeah. All the rich people are gonna go live in the.
We're all gonna die. Just. We're all getting killed. But anyway, continue.
So the people were placed into suspended animation.
Yeah.
For a number of years.
Stasis.
Yeah. And they reemerged 15,000 years later underneath Chicago. Because the city was buried underneath Chicago.
Yeah, good place for it.
And so they came back up out of Chicago, and they're like, yo, Chicago, you know.
Hey, Chicago, hey, how's it going?
Hey, give me a hot dog.
Yeah.
So, and then there's like.
What the fuck is wrong with your pizza?
There's these two, like, generals or whatever.
General.
Raug and Ordiz, mm-hmm. who had a bunch of, like. Scientists with them, but then they changed them into like battle monsters.
Mm-hmm.
So they did that, and then there's a bunch of these heroes. Particularly, there's the captain. There's Captain Glory, and then there's also
Bombast.
Bombast, who's a hurler. Big deal is that he could throw things.
Oh, is he like one of those guys who threw like a caber tosser?
No, like just anything. Like he's really good at throwing.
But
like,
he could throw like a log.
He could throw, like, if he could pick it up and throw it, yes. Okay. He'd probably be good at throwing a caber, or he'd also be good at throwing a baseball.
He's got discus, perhaps.
Or discus, yeah. He's very good at
shot put, javelin.
He could be, or
knife.
You know. He could throw his, you know, maybe he could throw his voice. I don't know.
Well, that's just Superman's super ventriloquist.
Oh, that's true. Superman yeah, doesn't have that power. And then there's a woman with hollow bones.
Yeah, that's a huge question for me, because she's like, she can glide, so she's like part bird or some shit. And I'm like,
I don't think she's part bird. I think she just has hollow bones.
Birds have hollow bones.
Well, I know, but that's
so. To me, she's part bird.
Okay.
So, but I'm just like, there's a lot of kicking and punching later on, and I'm like, with her hollow bones, wouldn't she just like crumble? Like, wouldn't
yeah, right?
They break so easily?
Right.
Anyway,
and I think I'm missing somebody.
No, there's only those three. Because I thought there were more too, and then they're like, oh, the plus the weird guy who we'll talk about in a minute makes four. Okay. So when they're on the plane, they're like the four people plus the Secret Service or the air marshals or whatever. Anyway,
so we start off with 15,000 years ago where a bunch of people are falling into a big hole.
R.I.P.
And they do describe some of these people. It's like, well, some of the people just die right away, as you can see by them hitting these rocks.
And those people are the lucky ones.
And those are the lucky ones. But then this one kid, he didn't die, and he managed to, like, come upon.
Oh, he, like, hits a yoga ball and, like, bounces.
Yeah. And he comes across the bad guys. I'm just going to call them the bad guys.
Yeah.
The bad guys being like, hey, we've got to, like, put these scientists into, like, pods and shit. Mm-hmm. And we need to, like, get ready to, like, you know.
Go into stasis.
Go into stasis.
So they do that, and he, like, finds this pod. And he's like, well, everything's crumbling around me. I'm going to just get in here. So he just gets in the pod with another dude.
Yep.
And so then he gets knocked out. And then they're in stasis for however long. But as this is going on, there's a fungus inside the body of the other person that he's with. Yeah,
because
it's
like
a
viral, because like, they got shot up with like some viral stuff that to change them into like these battle monsters.
Oh, well, it doesn't work for this guy because he just like basically becomes a mushroom.
Yeah.
And like, it sort of fills up the pod.
Well, it turns into like a cocoon.
Yeah, it turns into a cocoon, but it doesn't affect the kid. I mean, at least as far as we've seen. And so eventually, like, the chamber that all the pods are in start, like, flooding. And the pod and its weird fungus, like, sucks up the water and it explodes.
Yeah.
And this kid is free. And he just, like, climbs up out of a crevice.
Yeah.
And then he...
How far down this crevice is unknown. How this kid is able to... adequately climb up this crevice,
right, wouldn't your,
after being atrophied for 15,000 years.
Say, like, I don't know how. I mean, I guess in science fiction, it's just like you went to sleep.
Yep.
But wouldn't your muscles actually atrophy?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. They'd have to.
Yeah.
Unless they have something in there that like exercises you while you sleep.
So he's climbing up, and then we cut to him in bed.
He wakes up.
And he wakes up and he's like, Mom, Dad, I had this dream.
I had a dream. And they're like, oh, no, son, don't worry about it. It's okay. And he's like, no, I had the dream again. And this time I woke up and something is telling me that you guys know more than you're saying. And like his parents exchange these terrified eyeball looks.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, the Steve Ditko eyeballs.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I know you're saying you're something. And then he's like, oh, well, FYI, like about a year ago, we found you just wandering on a highway.
Yeah.
We just took you home and decided to call you our son because our son had like died.
Yeah. We need a replacement son. So and you were calling yourself
which is upsetting.
Like, and you were saying, we called you Dick because you were saying your name was Zardik.
Yeah. So your name's Dick now.
So now you're Dick.
And you spoke some language none of us knew, but you know what? You picked up English pretty quickly and then totally forgot that you spoke another language.
Yeah. He gets a, like a bad headache, and he calls it a migrainer. I've never heard it, like,
oh, maybe
heard
it's
migraine.
Maybe it's a typo.
No? Well, maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they didn't mean to accidentally put that R there.
I just think it's like maybe he doesn't know English that well.
Yeah, maybe not.
But then he walks in front of the TV, and he hears, we see, you know,
Captain Glory.
Glory,
yeah.
Who, his name is Captain Keltan. But
sure.
Keltan just happens to mean glory in their language.
Of course it does.
In this language that they speak. So he's like, oh my God, these kids, you know, I can understand, or these guys, I can understand what they're saying.
Right.
So
this is really funny because he's like, oh my God. And his parents were like, okay, well, let's go ahead and call the mayor. And like, and he's like, the phone's not fast enough. And the way he's drawn running out of this house,
yeah,
is hilarious. He's just like limbs flailing. It's just so funny. And then he like jumps in the car and he just like speeds off. And the mother's like, oh, he took the car. And the dad's like, I didn't think he'd do that because he doesn't have a license.
Yeah, he just.
And I was like, really?
Just barrels the fuck out. I mean, we don't know how old this kid is.
No, but he like.
I'm assuming he's like 14-ish or
well,
something.
He says that he has a learner's permit, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, then he's got to be
like
15.
So he, like, speeds to City Hall. And so then we're at City Hall with the people.
Yeah.
And like someone's interviewing them, but they can't understand them.
Yeah.
So then like the mayor shows up and there's a doctor there too, right?
Well, the doctor's trying to score with the night glider or whatever.
Yeah, whatever her name is.
He's like, well, I inspected you. Because, you know, you could see, yeah. You know, just like it's like from my cursory thing, you know, I could tell you have hollow bones.
Gross.
Did you go up there and just go like knock, knock, knock?
Right. I'm assuming the x-ray would show that she has hollow bones. But did they even x-ray them? We don't know.
I don't think they x-ray them because
he kicked her in the shin and it shattered. He went, oh, it's a hollow bone.
I hit her with a baseball bat. She just turned to mush. I hit her with my car.
And it broke her bones. Therefore, I think she's hollow. You're like, but that would hurt anybody.
So I dropped an anvil on her just as a cursory test.
Yeah.
And she disintegrated. And she's supposed to be hollow.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A weird ass. Because they're like, oh, they're aliens. They're just like a spaceship. They're all talking about that. But they're not actually aliens. They're just what they're calling ninth men. So it's
they call themselves ninth men.
Right. So it means they're like the ninth version of man because they call us current day humans tenth men.
Tenth men.
So we're the tenth version of humans.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
I mean, that stands to reason.
Sure thing, Jack Kirby.
Yep, whatever.
Sure thing, Jack Kirby wrote before he, last thing he wrote before he died.
I would just like to say that if you were on acid reading this book and the big eyeballs, it would be bad.
Yeah.
Don't.
It'd be a trip.
It'd be a bad one.
So we we're still at City Hall, and this is when this kid does a fucking
this kid pulls up and instead of like hitting the brakes.
Well, he's just saying the brakes don't work, and he's like, and then so, but then later he goes, oh, I just hit the gas.
Yeah, I just hit the wrong ones. And like,
these brakes don't work. Ah, hit the gas.
So he like drives his car into a crowd full of people, and that's when like the hero people here have to like.
Well, this is where Bombast.
Yeah.
Bombast takes a policeman's gun.
Oh, that's right.
And just throws it at the wheel. Because he's like, man, because you know, I'm telling you, that's his thing. He's like, I can hurl things hard enough and accurately to put holes in them.
Yeah, the police is like, oh, no, he took my gun. And this guy's just like, ugh. He just throws it.
Let me throw something. Ah!
It like jams a wheel with a gun.
No, it doesn't do it. It doesn't deflate fast enough. So Captain Glory has to like stop the car with his body. And then they pull the kid out, and they think he's like a renegade, like a villain.
Yeah, and he's like, no, 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 and he starts talking to them, and
he
like,
understands their language and everything.
Yeah,
and so the one of the you know they try to get the kid to like translate stuff to them, and then but then these people you know but then the ninth men are like, hey, so like. What's your deal? Like, how come you can understand us? And he just starts freaking out. And he's like, oh my God. I fell down a hole.
He starts crying.
And then I got into a pod with a man I didn't know.
Yeah.
He ended up being a fungus.
And there's bad things. And all my friends are dead. And all my parents are dead. And everything's sad. And they're like, yeah, that's too bad, kid. You know what? The president wants to meet us.
So yeah, at one point because the president supposedly calls
the mayor of Chicago
because he's
which I'm assuming that could happen. Well,
it makes sense given the situation that there's like a new race of people.
Yeah, some fucking aliens just showed up, bro.
Some aliens came out of the earth.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope our government would be in touch with other government, you know. Other state entities if something like that happened, but given the way the pandemic went,
yeah,
I don't have much faith in that.
Give my best to Hillary. Well, Mr. President.
Well, we do mention Hillary and Chelsea later too.
Yeah, Chelsea get a shout out. No socks mentioned.
No socks drawing either.
So but he does, so this kid has to translate, and he says, like, look, they want you to meet the president, but he, as he describes him, he who speaks for the whole damn country.
And then there's something here where they're like, I don't think everything you're saying translates properly. Like some of the things you're saying, telling us.
Well, because he's kind of speaking in like idioms, you know?
Yeah.
And so they're just like, they're just like, what?
Yeah.
So we get on a plane and the glider lady is like, you know, hey, planes are pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. But Bombass is like,
Bombass is like ready to barf like, and like
literally like losing his lunch all the time. Constantly,
as glider lady says, he's getting to be an expert on the operation of what they call flush toilet, which
it's pretty funny.
I enjoyed.
So they land and then they have to get in a car and go to the president. And the glider lady is like, "Wait, you can't just fly to where you're going. Like that's fucking bullshit."
And she has to explain, and this kid has to explain the difference between jets and helicopters.
Yeah.
It's like helicopters go far, but not that far.
So they get there, and it's Bill Clinton, and it's actually Bill Clinton. And he's like, hey there, kid.
It's a drawing of Bill Clinton.
And he's like, hey there, kid, forgive me. Chelsea and Hillary can't be here, but I'd love to talk to you and find out about you and your friends here.
And the kid's like, good afternoon, Mr. President. And he thinks, nice haircut. Which reminds me years ago.
About Bill Clinton's haircut?
Yes, because we went to a youth group trip to Washington, and I remember being with the Mrs. Panic, the advisor to the group, was there, and she was looking at the, I think she was like, we're just looking at the Lincoln Memorial, and she's talking about how the country's in terrible shape because the president paid some exorbitant amount of money for a haircut. It was like one of those things where it's like, you are going to, you know, like one of those like real, like vengeful, like statements, but it was about the president getting a haircut.
That sounds right.
And I'm just like,
that sounds so right. I can't. Oh God. Do you remember, there was also something about a toilet.
With President Clinton's toilet?
Yeah, something about how much it cost to buy a toilet. Honestly. For something. And people were so, I remember my dad being so mad about it. About the toilets.
But I bet he didn't blink an eye with Trump spending all
this money. Oh, of
course
not. No. It's always about how Democrats are evil. It's been that way since the 90s. I mean, I remember this. I grew up with it.
Yeah.
Because I even remember my dad complaining about, and I don't even know if the story is true. I distinctly remember my father being like, well, do you know that Bill Clinton, when he heard that there were 5,000 cattle guards in Wyoming, he wanted to recall them all to Washington so he wouldn't have to spend the money. But he didn't actually know what a cattle guard was. And I'm like, do anybody who didn't grow up around cows know what a fucking cattle guard is? Cattle guard, FYI, is a grate in the ground in a road, and you can see through it, and cows won't cross it because they can see down into it. That is what a fucking cattle guard is. But who the fuck knows that if you didn't grow up in the middle of cow country?
Why is that
even a story? Who dug that up and was like, did you know he said this? I don't.
Angry conservatives.
Yes.
That's what they complain
about. That's all it was. And I'm sure he fucking got it off Rush Limbaugh's show. I hope that man is burning in hell. And I don't even believe in hell. But I'm sure that's where he fucking got it.
I hope hell was just made just for him.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for Satan.
Yeah, poor Satan.
But yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's what I remember about the haircut.
That's what the 90s were like.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I remember just sitting there, like looking at the thing, and she's like, I can't, you know, this country, I can't believe he paid $25,000 for a haircut or whatever.
Save your fucking pearls, baby.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a nice haircut.
Yeah, sure. Great.
It's drawn nice. It's a very nice
haircut.
It's not. It actually even has a blonde streak in it and this weird.
Actually, it's very Prospect, the movie Prospect. Do you remember that movie? I made you watch it.
Oh, the Pedro Pascal movie?
Yeah, he's in it. He has a weird-ass blonde streak in his hair.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I just remember him cutting off his arm.
He does cut off his arm in that movie. And so, also becomes a surrogate father to a lost teenager.
Hey, just like on The Mandalorian.
Pretty much.
So then they're standing there and Bill Clinton, they're just talking to Bill Clinton, and then all of a sudden they hear like this humming noise, and up through the earth in the White House, in the sub-basement of the White House, comes
exploding
a giant vehicle with the renegades, the bad guys, and they all come out and they're like,
and there's so many of them.
Yeah, there's like,
why are there so many bad guys and like three good guys?
They didn't plan properly.
I guess
they
not.
They thought they'd only need four people to defend the entire Earth in the 10,000 years late. 50,
unless
years
we're
going to
meet more good guys later on. But right now, there's like 85 bad guys and like three good guys.
I enjoy, though, when they come up from the Earth and they're like saying, oh, we are the future. And they're just walking up to Bill and Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton's just standing there like, oh, man.
Right.
But he's just like not reacting.
He's not
at
doing
all.
Anything. And he doesn't even look surprised. No. Like, and at first I thought, well, that's just, you know, the artist didn't really put in any thought to it. Oh, no, don't you worry. Because once the fighting starts, Bill Clinton reveals himself to be basically a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. He's like a Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Because he ends up having like mallet hands.
Yeah. And he starts punching and it's like, oh, no, it's another one of those bad guys, and he's like a shapeshifter, and he's just been impersonating the president. Where's the real president? We don't know.
Where's the real president? We don't know. Because apparently he's been, well, we get this shapeshifter or shiftor.
Yes.
And he, you know, and they end up, you know, getting the renegades end up getting the jump on all these other, on the ninth men. And, although Bombast is like, he's like, ha-ha, look at these rocks on the ground that you guys made. I'm going to hurl them at you.
Right.
And he's, you know, having a grand old time hurling. But it is too much to bear.
There are too many. And then there's like a lady one who grabs the other lady.
A lady who's also like a hologram lady,
yeah,
or something.
I don't know what she is.
Because she pretends she's Captain Glory and she's like, ha-ha, I'm not Captain Glory. I'm whoever, Drina.
Yeah.
Drina.
And she honestly looks like a fucking He-Man toy.
Yeah, a lot of these designs
look like He-Man.
Look like He-Man or just other things that I'm familiar with seeing.
Yeah, they really do.
They don't really look like, some of them are kind of original, but some of them are just kind of like, ah, you look like
you,
this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they get the upper hand. And then this kid in the middle of all this gets punched in the face.
Which is good.
Which, because they're like, don't let the boy escape. And this one guy's like, I'm going to punch him.
Fuck that kid.
And then they're talking to Shiftor. And he's like, yeah, some shapes are much harder to hold than others. This one keeps trying to change on me to be one thing one moment and then another the next.
Oh,
it's been a tough last few weeks in more ways than I care to think about.
That's biting political commentary.
You know it.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's backtracking. Slick Willie.
He's like, man, you know, I had to sleep with that harpy, Hillary, you know.
Yeah.
And so they're standing victorious, and that's pretty much it. You know, we wrap up with that, and there's more issues to come.
I do like on the letters page, there's like a drawing, a diagram of like the issues.
Yeah, that's actually kind of neat.
I actually really enjoyed that. I was like, oh, this would have been very helpful for so many things.
Because there was an issue zero.
Yes.
Of Secret City Saga.
It's a literal flowchart, and it says you are here, pointing to the issue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it shows you like these are the other issues, and this goes this way, and this one goes this. And I was like, oh, that would have been very helpful for so many crossover events.
Yeah, right.
I wish they would do that, actually.
Yeah, so each of these heroes got their own. Well, there's Bombast and Nightglider and Captain Glory each got their own series.
Uh-huh.
And there's something called Satan Six.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming are maybe the Renegades or something.
Sure.
And then there's like the Secret City Saga books, and you know it's a finite amount of books.
Yeah, there's not many, but at the same time it's like, oh wow, okay, I see how this goes here and this one goes here and this is what I'm reading now.
Yeah.
And how, oh yeah.
And next issue says, be here for Jack Kirby's Secret City Saga number 3 when Captain Glory, Bombast, Nightglider, and Zardik get their most monstrous surprise yet. And no, it's not a giant mutant teenage version of Socks the Cat. See, oh, he gets a reference.
They did mention Socks.
They saved the best for last. I enjoy, though, that they have a letters page.
Yeah.
And the letters page is called Open Secrets, but the way that the font is written, it looks like it says Sopin's Egret.
Yeah, the giant S is weird because it's the same thing on the cover.
Yeah.
And that also looks odd.
Oh, that's true. It does. Like it looks like Jack Kirby's, what's written like secret. But yeah. But over here, it's not really, it's kind of done like the inverse.
Yeah, it's just not right. No, it's just not right. It's not right.
I don't like it.
Nope.
But I don't know. How do you feel about Jack Kirby's Secret City saga?
Not very impressed.
No?
No, I mean, it's fine. It's not something I'm going to go out of my way to find.
No, I'm definitely not going to do that either.
I think we have a good start. We have a good, like, I know what's happening in this story. But, you know, why is Bill Clinton in this book?
Yeah, why'd you have to choose a president? Why couldn't you just make up a president?
It could have just been like, you know, oh, the president wants to see you. You could have done this with the mayor, too. Like, what are we?
Yeah, we don't have to.
Whatever.
We don't have to go right to the president.
Yeah.
But fine. I don't know. I mean, I was okay with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I
didn't hate it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. Actually, I think I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Yeah.
I did enjoy that it was so long.
It is a very long book.
Because this book is, like, thick.
It is. It was longer than I thought it should be. And also, I don't like the eyeball drawings.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a valid complaint.
Yeah. Everybody looks terrified and, like, surprised.
Bill Clinton looks fine, though. He has a nice haircut.
He's got a great haircut with a blonde streak.
His hair is colored properly on the cover here, but inside the book, they'll be prepared to be disappointed.
Yes. Because it does have a wacky blonde streak in it. You're like, I don't think Bill Clinton ever have a blonde streak, but okay.
Oh, man, I'm doing punk rock now.
Yeah.
Slick Willy Punk. Anyways, that's it for Jack Kirby's Secret City Saga number 2 from, I believe, June 1993. And that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. Please find us on Instagram and Twitter at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Instagram and Twitter. Find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And of course, rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Podkite.
What the fuck's Podkite?
It's another place that we're listed.
Oh, man.
You can find us on Podkite. So
fly us on Podkite.
Fly with us. Yeah, fly with us on Podkite.
Is that how that works?
let the wind take your hollow bones to Podkite.
Let them be crushed when an anvil falls on you.
Yes.
Yes.
So also find us on, we're both on YouTube.
I haven't put anything new up, so.
Yeah, but
I need to.
I have.
Something. You have many, many videos.
I have new videos. I have new videos of me opening up action figures.
Yeah.
And I recorded some more as of recent. So I got a few more that I'll be putting up. I enjoy doing them. And hopefully, if you're checking me out at AngryHero79 on YouTube, you guys will continue to support those videos as I share them because I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yep.
That's what you guys should be doing.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate that. So, but of course, tell your friends about the show too. That would be very helpful for us getting some more buzz out about this podcast. So once again, folks, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.